Today, we have naming of parts. Yesterday, we had daily cleaning, and tomorrow, we shall have what to do after firing. But today, we have naming of parts. Japonica glistens like coral in all of the neighboring gardens. And today, we have naming of parts. This is the lower sling swivel, and this is the upper sling swivel, whose use you will learn when you are given your slings. And this is the piling swivel, which, in your case, you have not got. All the branches hold in the gardens their silent, eloquent gestures, which, in our case, we have not got. This is the safety catch, which is always released with an easy flick of the thumb. And please do not let me see anyone using his finger. You can do it quite easily if you have any strength in your thumb. The almond blossoms are silent and motionless, never letting anyone see any of them using their finger. And this, you can see, is the bolt. The purpose of this is to open the breech, as you see. You can slide it quite rapidly backwards and forwards. We call it easing the spring. And rapidly backwards and forwards, the early bees are assaulting and fumbling the flowers. They call it easing the spring. They call it easing the spring. It is perfectly easy if you have any strength in your thumb, like the bolt and the breech and the cocking piece and the point of balance, which in our case we have not got. And the almond blossoms silent in all of the gardens, and the bees going backwards and forwards. For today, we have naming of parts. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the time has approached and is being fulfilled as we present once again The Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Yes, dear fiends, this is, once again, your irritating horror host, Dr. Howland Owl. And tonight we intend to present more of the same. Lies breathed through silver, some would say, but others might insist that elements of truth manage to percolate up from the repressed psychic substratum evidenced here on this program. Yes, Radio Valencia presents the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, every Friday night at 10 p.m., running until 1 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, and sometimes even later, though not tonight. We look over a vast landscape, some parts of it partially, even deliberately, obscured. Evidence of many things, of many peoples and creatures coming and going, to be remarked on here through the agency of Radio Valencia, which I must remind my listeners is not radio, and it isn't even on Valencia. It is a podcast pretending to be radio. And yet, It does receive the appellation of Internet Radio. What's that all about? Moreover, I am assured by those who should know that radio waves may even play a significant part in its creation and distribution. But be advised, this is not the carefree radio which you would turn on at the beach to hear bouncy pop music and irritating commercials. No, the irritation is all commercial-free here on the Ask Dr. Hal Show. And we hope to tease open some particular pockets of obscurity which may, as they tend to, shine a needed light on the things which we go about blindly doing throughout the day without considering their point of origin or their ultimate final effect. So let us take the first step on that strange and lengthy journey, on the sinusoidal path winding between the boles of the giant trees of the dark wood. The dark wood in which Dante Alighieri found himself before being led by the great Mantuan Virgil through the infernal realms and later up the mountain of purgatory to the golden aperture into paradise, through which Publius Virgilius Naso was not allowed by the rules of the cosmos to pass. He was a pagan, a virtuous pagan, and not, as the necessity appeared to be, a Christian, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Yet even Virgil, in one of his eclogues, I believe, hinted obscurely about a strange birth that was to take place, and the coming to earth of a new being who would order things differently after his time, which was the time of the Emperor Caesar Augustus, the patron Maecenas. Augustus, of course, had been adopted by the divine Julius Caesar, and from that derived the imperium, the emperorship. And his reign was long in years. But as it passed, the tormented, perverted Emperor Tiberius became the inheritor of the state and its powers. And it was during that reign that a Promethean conqueror who had come and trod the thorns of death and shame like a triumphal path. This character was put to death by the state. A move which was thought to be politically necessary at the time. However, like many executions of saints and martyrs, the political necessity looks smaller and less valid and viable with the passage of the years. We must gird our loins against such misapprehensions and mistakes and walk forward boldly, exploring this strange realm, this twilight world that fears the rising sun. But shall we speak of the Pyrindius? It is a tree in India. Its fruit is very sweet and exceedingly agreeable. Doves delight in the produce of this tree and live in it, feeding on its fruits. Now, the dragon is an enemy to doves, but it fears the tree they live in and its shade too, nor can it approach either the tree or its shadow. Indeed, if the shadow of the tree falls to the west, the dragon betakes himself to the east, and if the shadow comes to the east, he flees to the west. If, however, a dove happens to be found outside the tree shade, then the dragon kills it. The Perindius does not appear in many accounts of Animalia and Flora. Aelian informs us in the 2nd century that the people of the city of Apollo, who are a division of the Tentarites, catch crocodiles in a drag net, and having hung them up on Persia trees, they beat them with many blows and flog them as men are flogged, while the animals whimper and shed tears. Then they cut them down and feast on them. If the Persia is the same as the Perindius, this treatment might account for the antipathy felt for it by reptiles. Or perhaps that tree is selected because of the existing antipathy. Aldrovandus, however, tells us that the Perindius, or Peridexion, was really the deadly white hellebore, or Christmas rose, which was famous in the Dark Ages as a purge, a poison, a heart stimulant, and a medicine for insanity. One of its active principles, helleborine, does act similarly to digitalis. The upas tree of Java, Antiaris toxicaria, contains antiatin, which is also a cardiac stimulant. If this link and the fact that they both come from the east is worth consideration, perhaps the Peridexion was connected with the upas, that fabulous member of the fig family, which was said to destroy all life within a radius of 15 miles. Perhaps it was this consanguinity which caused the strange action of Yeshua ben David, a.k.a. Jesus Christ, when he blasted it with his actinic power and caused the fig tree to wither and die. Simply because it had no figs. But it is only a relative, not to be confused with the Perindius tree itself. Understand, faithful listeners, etherettes and rocket rookies, that the tree is God the Father and the shade is God the Son. For Gabriel said to Mary, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the shade of the All-Highest shall overshadow thee. The fruit of the tree is heavenly wisdom of the Lord. The dove is the Holy Ghost. Look to it, therefore, O man, lest before you can receive the Holy Ghost, which is the spiritual and heavenly dove descending and abiding in you, you do not remain for eternity outside the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Look to it, lest the approaching dragon destroy you, also known as the devil." Oh, yes. I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven, that old dragon known as the Archfiend, the dragon underground in straiter limits bound not half so far, casts his usurped sway, and wrath to see his kingdom fail, swinges the scaly horror of his folded tail. Now if you have the Holy Ghost, the dragon cannot come nigh you. O man, then turn toward the Catholic faith, and remain in it, and there live. Persevere there in the one Catholic Church. Take as much care as you can not to be caught outside the doors of your refuge. Take care lest that dragon, the serpent of old, should seize you and gobble you up like Judas, who, as soon as he went out from the Lord and his brother apostles, was instantly devoured by a demon and so perished.
Turn into a horrible vampire
Well, everyone knows Tom Cruise is a horrible vampire, and I never stare at anybody's teeth intently.
That's what I like.
You can never tell where they fit.
It could drive you insane, though. If you look at those teeth.
If you hadn't already been driven there at 60 miles an hour years ago
and crashed into a wall of noise.
Now, and butted your skull against the frustrating wall of futility.
A skull buster, eh?
Well, too late. You let these rumors leak out and they came and
stink. Can't keep the lid on these things myself, you know?
Put a lid on
smegma attached
to this. My PR department's supposed to
no stigma.
Lies.
Beautiful world.
It's a beautiful world, dude.
Yes, everything is peaceful now.
As peaceful as a Terry Toon cartoon.
Yes, and she can answer all of your questions.
Your sugary
pastry, creamy.
A creamy deliciousness.
Just sitting there.
Mmm, how tasty. I wish I had a nice chocolate croissant. Stuffed with creamy goodness.
Oh, no, this is terrible.
No, it isn't.
This
it's
is
great.
Terrible.
And it's fine. What's the matter with it?
Terrible.
Well,
I told you.
What are you?
Apparently.
What are you about?
And they are identical, and we will never be able to tell them apart.
Here, palpate this with your tentacles. This is the real stuff, the true, the blushful Hippocrene.
Now, please bring this back here.
Well, look at that.
Oh, my God. Can I have one?
Well, there's so much for that. I could eat several of those.
I was simply going to...
I'm sure hungry.
Thank you for your solicitousness. Oh, well, right here's a backup in case anything happens to that one.
Oh, got your backup?
Because that one is actually mine.
This one is yours?
Yes,
now both
it is.
Of them are
Thank
here.
You.
Well,
very good.
Okay.
That's what the show is now.
Well, I already had one anyway. That
exactly.
wasn't mine.
Yeah, me
right.
too.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I don't hang out with
says radio.
I'm going to go stand over here.
I'm famous for about stealing lights.
But a hideous odor. Somebody open a window.
Yeah, that's different.
This creature is...
That's a felony.
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
well, there is that. Yeah.
Deliberately.
It's some sort of giant reptile.
Did you plan to steal it?
It started people still smoke cigarettes, and I had this weird idea that if I stole their lighter, they wouldn't smoke as many cigarettes, which, you know, was weird. So,
but start
over the
it was
years,
like a social intervention.
I'm really thinking of the other
garden
person.
Of
it's not that I want the lighter.
So it's incredibly generous.
Altruistic. That's me. Caring about the other the people. Wow. I care about all the people.
I mean, you know, you're like just
here's
one of those
the church. And here's the steeple.
Yeah.
Open the door and see all the people.
Murder right. or a crime story.
Yeah, he wouldn't hurt a fly.
He would help anyone.
He wouldn't hurt a fly.
So funny and smart and
he's funny and
you know
smart.
What you're doing right now is fake broadcasting, right? I mean, I hear it's not because I hear a voice.
He wouldn't have put those little babies in the wood chipper,
really,
as you allege.
Well,
or would
I do not doubt that.
I had always hoped that the show.
The heart of man is a dark and unknown realm.
Don't give up. Never surrender. Never give up.
And just don't.
Is there error?
Someday,
you don't know.
Someday it'll be real.
It's Jelly Beanish because each has different colors.
Jelly Beanish?
Kind of tight leotard or something.
Mm.
They're green, they're red. Then
boy, I sure like those spandex.
He's bald and has a small crown on his head. And
it's the king.
Hail the King.
Ready Kilowatt kind of face.
Kilowatt
and
now?
I'm sure everybody knows the Ready Kilowatt.
Yeah, Ready
reference.
Kilowatt. Yes. Everybody remembers.
We all remember
Ready
him.
Kilowatt. Pete Payne.
Indeed, does Ready Kilowatt still preside over the Midwest? Does it advertise?
Well, his image has not faded.
And he's got the square 70s glasses.
Oh, the 70s, you know, that says it all.
I tell you, I don't think my hands are as old-looking as his hands.
And well, let's not get into an old-looking hands contest. Who does? Who has an 90-year-old hand?
The Michael Pepe in...
My hands are all gnarly and old, like the branches of a tree.
It's very...
The real Michael Pepe?
Some trick of the
hands are very wrinkled.
Some strange...
You're talking about the real, not the AI Pepe?
I'm talking about the real AI Pepe. Well, the AI Pepe.
According to what I hear, if your hands are wrinkled and your veins are showing and all that stuff, that gnarly look, it's because you're not hydrated enough. Yeah, drink some water.
Liquid and
have some coconut milk. Lemon juice.
Younger.
A chocolate milkshake.
Drink lots of liquid.
Boy, would I like a chocolate milkshake right about now.
You know how, once again, at Burning Man, they say piss clear because if your pee isn't colored, then you are hydrated. But if it's orange...
Please don't remind me about that Burning Man now.
Right. It's a little too rich. Sometimes if you pee, you know, after supper, you'll get like a really red pee.
If it's the age of asparagus.
Trying to purify, trying to clean yourself out, but without adequate fluids in your... hydraulically operated body.
That's what's
no,
so
it's the way it is. It's a squishy mechanism. Men is squirting the universe.
Example, you know, you might have a long pee, and then after it's all like over, you look down, and the water's almost clear.
Pee, long pee.
And you realize it's just, it's all water. You know?
Jingle water.
Jingle comics. They were 10 cents only back in August of 19.
I remember when comics were 10 cents and popsicles were 5 cents. And when the price went up, I thought, gee, this could get it to be a problem.
Very peppy looking
Michael Peppy.
Likes it.
Yeah.
That's him right there.
You know,
that's Michael Peppy.
People do fall in the bathtub and injure themselves.
Let's not get into that either. I'm not going to fall in any bathtub. For one thing, I'm hardly ever allowed to use it.
Attention that gets you in trouble.
Yes, let's let a warning out to you folks out there.
A friendly warning. Too small and containing him and keeping him. Love it or leave it, that's the way it has to be. Cause if you're running down my country, friend, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Under the moon. The moon struck.
I didn't know they could do
it. Occurs.
How high the moon, she looks so pale. The moon comes in empty, like our transparent dreams.
We're not ordering people to do things, we're just presenting entertainment.
It's true, but
pure entertainment
has so much influence over the very young people.
That's right. The rising generation.
You know,
they worship at the altar of this show.
Is that what we said?
That would be the end of... No, we would never say that, of course.
Certainly not.
They frighten the children.
Yes.
What children?
Want to do that.
I don't see any children.
No. That's but you know, just even the an offhanded hit.
Even the odd ones. And odds are the even ones are just the same.
And what was that remark? I apologize in advance.
Yes, well, just a chance remark, perhaps.
Heresy.
But the stock market rumbles, you know, when that happens. It really dislocates some stocks.
And lay it on me. What did I say?
And, it's buried down the memory hole now. We can't discuss. We're not even going to...
Better to throw the food deny. In the street than give the kiddies too much to eat. Yes.
But better belly burst than good meat spilt.
That's right. Well, we're going to neither deny nor state that Hal ever said anything that was dangerous or caused problems.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
But you can't pick your friends' noses.
I've said this many times, and yet people continue to pick.
Well, they have to. Once they hear that, they have to try it for themselves.
Like Tracy Feldman, who
Feldman,
we don't need specific examples.
Who
she created the giant nose picking machine that we have discussed in the past.
picture of a giant picking its own nose.
Right, it was an amazing mechanism. How the giant, I mean, it really did pick its nose, and the way the giant hand moved and the giant finger dug around in there.
It was powered by hipsters running in a giant hamster wheel.
Yes, that's right, a giant hamster wheel in which harried hipsters ran provided the motive power for the giant nose picker.
Oh, yeah.
Picking his nose. Most disgusting sight on earth. In fact,
the disgusting spectacle, as it was known.
Yes, exactly. I did about a few hours of that barking for it, too. Thank you.
Have I nurtured a serpent in my bosom?
The show? Fun. Yeah. It
was you amazing. Mean when you were barking?
No, not the show.
I'm sure you weren't like a puppy.
But, you know, anyone can be a serpent. A lurker and destroyer in Eden. You may think you have everything worked out and everything fair and beautiful, but that old serpent will be there, will be conducting its work of destruction. The basilisk, it's translated in Greek and Latin as Regulus, or a prince, because it is the king of serpents. So much so that people who see it run for their lives because it can kill them merely by its smell. Even if it looks at a man, it destroys him. At the mere sight of a basilisk, any bird which is flying past cannot get across unhurt, but although it may be far from the creature's mouth, it gets frizzled up and is devoured. Nevertheless, basilisks are conquered by weasels. Men put these into the lairs in which they lie hid, and thus, on seeing the weasel, the basilisk slithers away. The weasel follows and kills it. God never makes anything without a remedy. Finally, a basilisk is striped lengthwise with white marks 6 inches in size. Sir Thomas Brown, the least credulous of naturalists, was a firm believer in the basilisk. The cockatrice, he said, was rather an hieroglyphical fancy, but the basilisk, though not born from a cock's egg and not incubated by a toad, as the books say, did exist as a real serpent. Dr. Brown considered it possible, moreover, that the creature could kill with a look, with an airborne poison, as it were. Were not plagues and pestilential atoms carried in the air, according to the best science of the 17th century? In 1646, Pepys was reporting in his diary that, discoursing of the nature of serpents, he told us some that in the waste places of Lancashire do grow to a great bigness, and that do feed on larks, which they take thus. They observe, when the lark is scared, that it soars to the highest, and do crawl to be just underneath them. And there they place themselves, with their mouths uppermost. And there, as it is conceived, they do eject poison up to the bird. For the bird do suddenly come down again in its course of a circle, and falls directly into the mouth of a serpent, which is very strange. The pictures of basilisks in the great books of Aldrovandus look like scorpions, or like crowned snakes, or like hooded ones. Before dismissing the creature as fabulous, it is worth reflecting that several venomous reptiles do spit their poison. Carolus Clusius suggests that it was the hooded cobra, and Avicenna that it was some kind of horned viper. And what about the antipathy toward this snake of mystery and terror evinced by
the weasel. Why should the weasel be its deadly enemy? Perhaps the weasel was the mongoose. A mongoose belongs to the genus Ichneumon. The Indian Ichneumon, or mongoose, is constantly and considerably smaller than the Egyptian form. According to the 1881 edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica. The basilisk, moreover, like the scorpion, also frequents desert places. And before people can get to the rivers, it gives them hydrophobia and sends them mad. Its hiss is the same as that of the Regulus, for it can kill with its noise and burn people up, as it were, before it bites them. The basilisk has, since the 14th century, been confused with the cockatrice, and the subject is now a complicated one. The position is briefly as follows. At the time of the great bestiary from which these accounts are drawn, the basilisk was merely the king of serpents and might readily have been identified with some kind of cobra. The naturalist Neckham, around 1180 Anno Domini, seems to have introduced the story that it was hatched from the egg of an aged cock. Aristotle had correctly pointed out that elderly roosters do develop a sort of egg. Substances resembling the egg have been found in the cock when cut open underneath the midriff, where the hen hath her eggs. And these are entirely yellow in appearance, and of the same size as ordinary eggs. And here, in this manuscript, which you can't see, there is a picture which shows that even before Neckham, this idea was present. In 1382, Wycliffe's Bible translated basilisk into cockatrice. Words like basil cock had already appeared. It was approximately at this stage that the endless confusions of etymology began to interfere with natural history. The medieval philologist had no inhibitions about mixing languages, and for him, the basilisk cock might just as well have been a king cock or a king cobra. Unfortunately, the word cocodrilus, or the crocodile, also sounded a little like cock and cockatrice, while there was a bird called a trochilus, which entered the jaws of crocodiles to pick their teeth. And perhaps this was a cock bird, too. The etymological tangle was further exasperated by physical coincidences. Between the mongoose, which killed the basilisk, and the hydrus, which killed the crocodile, also between the combs of cocks, the crests of some serpents, and the dorsal fins of some fish, for the sera had been swept into the maelstrom by now. The fact is that translation and identification were responsible for the muddle, and grammar had bred the cockatrice. A long, complicated, and misleading note in the New English Dictionary under cockatrice sets out to explain the confusion which now exists among ichneumon, enhydrus, hydrus, cockatrice, crocodile, and basilisk. The tangle has been brilliantly unpicked by Dr. Ansel Robin in Animal Lore in English Literature, first published in 1932. For my present purposes, I shall assume that the basilisk is a snake whose enemy is the mongoose, ichneumon or enhydrus, while the crocodile's head is the trochilus, its enemy some kind of aquatic creature known as hydra,
or Sarah. And the cockatrice itself is simply a medieval muddle. Well, you may find more by reading of the Hydra, the Dolphin, the two descriptions of Sarah, and the two also found in the ancient bestiarium of the crocodile.
Tree
that has 1,000 leaves, and each one flushes and changes color, caused by a computer algorithm in the electronics in the trunk of the tree. The entire thing is artificial because you're not allowed to bring any living thing into Burning Man.
That's true. They frown on that. No flowers, no grass.
A flower in. If they catch you doing that, they'll destroy your plant at the gate.
They'll burn your greenery right in front of your eyes before you can be admitted.
Burning Man.
Burning is right.
So people brought plants.
What a burn. What a burn.
When they were seized and burned at the gate. Because you couldn't actually bring grass or something in. But there was an attraction that had a whole field of plastic grass.
Plastic. Yeah, they brought that in. That's horrible.
So what? You know, they should have warned people beforehand, you know.
Maybe they did, but not everybody read the fine print. No, they were trying to be in with the theme of being green. So they were bringing some green.
It's not easy being green.
But bringing an animal or a plant is forbidden.
Animals and plants.
Introducing things that don't belong, and it's harming the animal, and it's, you know, it's...
Wow.
That's their philosophy.
Well, but still, you think you could at least have somebody take the plant away.
They take it away and they burn it right at the gate at a bonfire. Under the horrified eyes of the people sitting in the cars. What was the theme the year you were there with Philo and the rest of us?
Well, I think that was the aliens. What were they called? The Normians?
That was the theme of Burning Man that year?
Yeah. Extraterrestrials.
What year is that?
Well, that's what
2000,
I'm trying to
maybe?
2000, okay.
I think.
Because that was the same year Stang was there.
Yeah.
And Philo.
Yeah. And his cousin one of those years.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, 2002.
2002, VJ says.
Is what?
And it was a UFO?
The year.
That's just crazy talk.
Well, the whole idea, I think that I'm thinking could have been closer to the 99, too.
Now we're getting farther and farther back in time.
Well,
city or festival or community or event, it's been
the whole idea was being
that trip with Stang and Philo was back in the 20th century.
In fact, some people believe Burning Man is the physical manifestation.
Not really. No, I think it was 2000. Yeah, that's pretty close. But 2000, because I remember, because it's the beginning of the new century. And
in fact, the first
Dana did this beautiful mobile sculpture.
Nothing in particular. A beautiful experience of your own.
And it represented some kind of extraterrestrial deity, I think, or something
that I vaguely remember.
It was a sort of a fictional race of extraterrestrial people called the Numerians or the Nonians.
Bizarre. Oh, well.
It was all Larry's, thing.
Yeah, that would be Chairman Larry, all right.
Yeah,
sounds like him.
North of Reed,
but usually he was more grounded in his town speculative fabulation about the name.
Cafes, neighborhoods, and police.
You know, he did. I mean, they thought that was his job. That's what he worked on principally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know of those signs that you read up to the right of the car as you drive slowly in? He was responsible for the content of those signs.
Oh, right. Literary quotations and so on that were on there that you read like Burmishave signs. But these days, people just gun their engines and zoom by. I've never seen anybody driving slowly and reading the signs.
So fast. Are you guys watching the same channel?
They're probably
we're watching the VJ Pussycat channel.
All right, yeah.
Just
I'm look. Imagining yeah. everything. The Relodio, just in my mind.
You wouldn't think they'd
hooked
be
up to this breathing machine all night.
You wouldn't think they'd be speed up to get to Burning Man because they're going to have to wait in line for hours. To get
well,
in.
Maybe they've been waiting in line.
Get three cars ahead of those guys in the line.
Yeah, but you see,
oh, that's a good idea.
The thing. Also,
okay. Let's go.
The
okay,
signs
okay. Let's go to Burning Man.
Are by one lane
Whoa,
of traffic.
Cool.
But what you've got are four or five parallel lanes of traffic. So only one lane could read the signs anyway, since they are small and meant to be seen as you drive at 5 miles an hour along the right side of the road.
Right.
Wow.
But they keep
Sounds
it up.
Like
it's
fun.
A tradition.
Well, skeletonized are your body.
Yes, the theme is Skeletor's Funhouse.
Good Skeletor.
Good Skeletor. Good boy. Good boy.
Well, then there are all the wonderful Halloween celebrations down at...
down where?
Down at Headless Point.
In Hunter's Point.
Headless Point.
Headless Point.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah, start that again.
Yes, Headless Point. Heron's Head Park at Headless Point.
With a real horse's head hanging over the door.
Yes, there'll be a horse head in your bed if you
don't
cooperate.
I don't think we can use that in the shop.
Well, you can't say it on the show, dead horse, but...
No, you can't beat a dead horse on the show.
That's why we're independent. That's why, you know, we've formed our own LLC.
But we do have our own black dog, as it were, our own horse to beat,
we're
a dead horse.
We're addicted to heroin, yes.
Wait,
strictly speaking, my meaning.
Oh, yeah,
no, I meant what I was intending to say was that we have the obsessions which are brought out again and again as we do these
would
podcasts.
Like to work with me?
What?
Never you mind.
What, darling? Are you lost, darling?
Gosh darn it, Darwin's theory has never caused me to lose confidence or
faith.
But I do think that we have the habit of specific repetition of theme. Ah, there we are. True enlightenment. Thank you so much. I deeply appreciated it. I appreciated it.
All right, well,
I appreciate
that again.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for the...
yeah, sure. Yeah, stick somewhere soon. Yes, soon.
yeah, can we get out of here?
No. I'll stick it somewhere
you can
where
never leave.
It's going to surprise somebody. I can tell you.
There's no leaving the show. No
it's
one will leave the show.
It's likely a Communist Party or the Catholic Church. Nobody leaves.
No.
Just the incessant drumming.
The drums, they're driving me out of my mind.
The show is very harsh.
Yeah, if you're driving right now, it probably won't be for very long because you will crash.
Yeah.
Because of these hypnotic drums we are playing.
Onward through the area, burning with malaria. Alone on my safari, with no one to be sorry. If I run, with dry run.
Blue Raz. Gift that keeps on giving.
Kruger Rand. Due to replace U.S. currency. Yes,
Last year, the official speed of the parade was going to be 2.5 miles an hour. Is that the same? Can I see it?
Same speed this year as last year, yes.
Okay. The parade will run 10 minutes longer, however, 2 hours and 10 minutes total.
For Santos and more things
we were able to get a little more time on television
Santos
for the nationwide audience. So the same number of units, but then we spaced a little farther apart.
Are you nervous about your first timing?
Oh, no,
nervous in the service.
What time is the parade going to start?
8:34 from this intersection.
And it's going to go 2.5 miles an hour?
That's exactly right.
Okay, what's the pace car this year?
It's going to go right over the cliff.
Well, there was a car.
We have a pace car.
This is the pace car. A nice slow pace.
Ah, good. Thank you. Yes, Burning Man's were wonderful. Absolutely. Maybe they still are, for all I know. other than these.
Yeah, I think for the folks going, something just as wonderful as, because that's all they know. That's all we knew. That's all they knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well.
Even Rob, who got close to Burning Man, sort of. He got up to the Sierras. And I got to the, let's see, that was the year I snuck Jody in. And on the way back, we stopped at the gas station in, where are you, like, on 80. And the guy came over, the guy who was pumping the gas, and came out, was real nice. And turns out, he looks at me and goes, are you with her? I said, no. Do you mind if I call it? It was really funny. He was so serious, like, ask the old guy.
Wow.
That was fun. Yeah, I just kind of made her like a little mess of trash in the back and went in. And nobody cared.
Huh?
Jody, I made her a little mess.
They rock and rolled in the trash?
No, I hid her as a piece of trash behind my seat with on a sheet on her.
Right.
And she could be really tiny. She could pull it in. And so, it was really funny. And then she immediately got out and went two camps away and started getting immediately super drunk.
God.
And spent running around drunk that year.
Good Lord. Well, that could be a dangerous thing at Burning Man. Run around too drunk. It's pretty hot.
I think she may have stayed. She got around because I dragged her out a couple times. To see the place.
I've done that. I snuck in 1 year.
Yeah. Well, how did you sneak in 1 year? And then I have to wait for the she's here and the moon's here. So when she comes around to about like here, she'll answer my question. So I have to wait now. You know, the tension's unbearable. And she'll see, okay, there it is. Now she's answering
my
question.
I lost my ticket on the way in.
Oh, no.
I can't talk because you're still talking, so stop talking.
Okay.
But did you manage to get in anyway?
I'm so tense, man. Come on, answer the question.
Well, I was just curious.
Yeah, I was asking you.
She doesn't have to tell.
It was like stuck behind the glove compartment.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, because I walked in during a whiteout.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
I had a bottle of tequila, and I was running across the playa, and it was white out, and my shoes kept coming off, so I put my shoes under my armpit, and then I fell one time, and then I only had one shoe left, so I just left that, and I kept going until I got close to civilization of camp, and I could hear, this is the weirdest part, is I could hear the merman playing Burning Man radio stations.
Yeah.
So that's what guided me Hill to playing the that. Area. And then some guy that came up, I was kind of telling my story on the air. And then some guy helped me get to my camp because I didn't.
That's always nice.
No, it was Baba, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
Santelli?
Rick Santorum.
No. Father.
Yeah, and you know what? There. The weird thing
Guido Scarducci.
Yeah, Guido Scarducci.
It was the.
And he had that chart on why you wanted to be an artist.
Exactly. That was the best commercial ever.
Yeah.
The best television commercial I ever saw.
Yeah, that was what year?
VJ probably 82.
I don't know.
VJ Pussycat. What year was that? I don't care about your story. I care about my question.
Because we got to start waiting.
Right, I like the delayed part because by the time she's salted, I'm on to the next.
You mean there's still delay?
I don't understand.
Can't you tell by the piano?
The American Dream was the theme.
Keep America green.
And I snuck in.
What year?
During the American Dream.
Oh, American Dream.
That's every year.
Yeah, right.
The American Dream is reborn.
A white picket fence and a house in the suburbs. Average man and
wife. Well, maybe that was the 2.5 theme. Children. Maybe that's the theme.
A dog named Spot.
Okay, let's all sing the theme.
And a cat named.
It's an American Dream.
That's pretty good.
That's America.
His other friend of mine.
That's the country we love.
The lyrics are under
a giant rubber exploding octopus created by Hollywood's greatest special effects experts.
An American Dream.
Dream on, America.
To do re-dodeo.
This ain't my rodeo, and it ain't my president.
Yeah, I've been to the rodeo and back.
I've seen how this rodeo ends, and it ain't pretty.
I know how to rodeo, and I know how to read.
But we can't all just get rodeoed.
RadioValencia.fm, and there's so many awesome shows here every single day.
And an R and an A and a D and an I.
And that spells show. the show we load you.
Yeah, that's right. The one you're listening to now, whatever you're
that's
doing.
Right, folks, whatever. Stop. Stop what you're doing. Pay attention only to the show. Have no other thoughts.
Gather through the show. Near your responding device.
Yes.
This is your lifeline to the show.
That's right.
Except no interruptions.
Except no substitutes.
I'm going to call the show right now because they can save lives.
You know, we really should shoot a logo.
Wait, I can't talk right now. I got a call. Yeah.
Well,
Elvis Costello.
Right.
Elvis Costello. No thanks. Not here.
Watching the detectives. She's watching the detectives. There you go. That's really one of his best songs.
Bible.
She looks so good as he gets down in face. She's watching the detectives.
Oh, isn't that a little taste of something really wonderful happening, by the way. The 118th annual Edgar Allan Poe Electric Memorial Concert is going to be held this coming Saturday night at 8:30 until the wee small hours of the morning at Hullabaloo. And that's October the 7th. And it's going to be a memorial concert and breakfast with Steve Miller's Blues Band, the Kaleidoscope, the West Coast Branch, Taj Mahal, the WCPO's Memorial Electric String Band, Bluesberry Jam, and the Outlaw Blues Band. And it's going to be a real kicky thing. You want to be on hand for that on behalf of student mobilization to end the war in Vietnam. That'll be at the Hullabaloo.
Tonight and tomorrow night, the Outline presents Trip 66 at Longshoreman's Hall Beach and Mason Streets on Fisherman's Wharf, featuring the sounds of the Grateful Dead, the Loading Zone, the Answer, the Seance of Sound, all these in continuous music from 9 to 1. You'll encounter such spectacles as Columbus Needs Indians, the Merry Pranksters, Hetty the Witch, liquid projections, colored tar pits, royal trumpets, air dome projections, and much, much more. 4 full hours of ceaseless entertainment and happenings in this, the biggest and best Trips Festival yet. Don't miss out on this electronic performance at Fisherman's Wharf in Longshoreman's Hall. It's happening tonight and tomorrow. It's out of sight. It's Trip 66. Tickets available at the door, $250 each. Be sure to get there early.
What?
You came in the wrong week. Blood Feast will not be shown in this theater.
Oh, yes. Wait, no.
Until it is shown in this theater.
Blood
Feast. Hey, Michael Pepe.
Yes.
Don't do drugs.
Night of the Blood Beast.
Don't do it. Turn back.
Oops.
Users are losers, and losers are users, so don't use drugs. Don't use drugs. Users are losers, and losers are users, so don't use drugs. Don't use drugs. If you know a user even part of the time, turn him into the cops, take a bite out of crime. Losers and losers are users, so don't use drugs. Don't. Yeah, leave all the drugs for me.
Drugs are bad, okay?
McGruff says, take a bite out of crime.
Take a bite out of drugs.
Take a bite out of this.
Oh,
take a bite out of the war on drugs.
Take a bite out.
They took a bite out of that drug war.
Who took a bite out of these drugs?
Come on, baby. Eat the rich.
No more biting the drugs, okay?
Take a bite on the son of a bitch.
Well, somebody took a gigabyte out of this one.
Eat the rich, baby.
It's Bitcoin, is what it is.
Eat the bit.
Coin that's been bit.
Eat the rich. During the
showing, it was bitten by the choppers of Donald Trump himself.
Is the show going to have a bit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Should we invest in a bit?
We have to all pay.
Why don't we invest in Wrigley's Spearmint Gum?
We got
thousands. What about a GIF? Should we have a GIF?
Wait, I'm listening to the instructions.
The GIF of the Magi.
You can't just go watch a movie. You have to listen to all the instructions.
How about an emote? There should be an emote for the show.
And the blank.
Something in the molecular memory of the chassis envelope. It's affecting the brain matrix.
Refresh. Relax.
chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. The, relax, refresh. For flavor, it's the one. The taste is light and lively too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Relax, refresh. Chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little trouble.
It's untight.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Gum, gum.
The work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey. Gum. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
So we're going to start now with the mangling.
But actually, the mangling by Stephen King, America's most popular
author,
tells about his short story, The Mangler, in which a laundry... It's a laundry machine called the Mangler, but it somehow it gets loose and it chases the guy home and mangles him. I mean, the machine, for some reason, breaks out of control.
A likely scenario, you say.
Well, that's Stephen
King. And it was called The Mangler.
The Mangler. They call it the Mangler.
As the name itself suggested. I mean,
that's one of his silly stories. Another one was...
As it kills you, it dries your clothes.
That's what you'd have to do to dry clothes? Yep.
Another one of his silly stories was The Lawnmower Man.
Oh, yeah.
The Lawnmower. They made a movie which had nothing to do with the story whatsoever.
Oh,
but the story was kind of dumb.
I saw that on a late night movie thing, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Lawnmower Man.
Well, it's insane. It gets bad reviews for being...
Gets bad reviews. Check.
I thought it was interesting.
Where did you,
I mean, it's
where did you
kinda
see
dumb.
It, man?
It's on TV.
Wow. I guess I saw it some late night many years ago.
The Lawnmower.
Well, they're about the same.
Yeah. Well, actually, no.
It's sort of similar, too.
I think that the Koyas work a lot harder than the callers, actually.
We're going to have to move the special space functions.
Why?
Space functions.
Are you burning a flag in the control room again,
I'm wearing it first. I'll burn it around 6 a.m.
It's bolted to the fuselage. We'll just use
You're supposed to burn them when they get old.
Those are sheer bolts. I like them.
I'm shearing some bolts right now. If you read between the lines.
You're here with G. Gordon Gordon.
Here, here.
On the show. You have a question for G. Gordon Gordon on the show? Or Reverend Howe?
Right. Sir Guyon Ducruel.
Especially me.
Okay.
Who now resides in Portugal.
I don't hear any questions, Doctor.
Okay. Well, we'll have to relay them to you, I guess.
You're not hearing Junior Birdman caller?
No, sir. Not hearing anything but the sound of Dr. Evidence's fingers tapping on the computer.
Oh, what he's really hearing really is here.
I think you're making it all up. I don't believe you've got a call.
That's why I have been arrested, Michael Pepe. Yeah, I said, these guys can't be in the corner. Get them. Get them,
get them.
Are they asking us to leave the building?
No, we're cool because we're show people.
Yeah, all right, as long as...
Our lives don't matter.
I just don't like people telling me what to do, man. You know, that bugs me, man. I don't like people.
Well, I'm getting out of here.
So we'll just stay here then.
I'm going to stay here.
Stay as long as you like.
Well, but yes, go ahead.
Enjoy the show.
I've never seen it. You'll have to tell us about it.
That's right. Well,
What was the overall impression
was it was a tremendous
make a better impression without wearing those overalls.
Enjoyed. I was probably 12, 13,
were you
14.
There by yourself at this wrestling match?
No.
12, 13, that's pretty tall.
Who I used to play at big time wrestling as a kid. You know, we would.
So that's how he got into Michael Pepe's Church of All Girl Wrestling.
You'd be the wrestler, and other times you'd be
the manager. They say wrestler.
You know, because they work in
tandem. That's the way they talk.
Like they did on TV. And, you know, we had, capes, the whole thing.
Just like on the White House lawn.
So that's what I was, anyway, I was there with